I'd like to conclude this section on liturgical prayer with a look at the principal articulation of the tradition of the royal priesthood of all the faithful from Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the church. This is taken from number 10 and 11, and it is particularly vital, I think, for all of us to have in mind, primarily because it describes the basis for liturgical prayer. The basis for our experience of what it is that is happening in the liturgy is that we are stepping into our royal dignity. In virtue of baptism, we are enabled to participate in Christ's ongoing offering of himself to the Father, and in that movement, ourselves to become those who offer ourselves, one another, especially our relationships, but little by little the whole world to God. Teilhard de Chardin spoke in several of his writings, but particularly in an essay, of the notion of a mass on the altar of the world. And he was powerfully influenced by the ideas which came to be centralized in this doctrine, and that is that in our apostolate, in our action of prayer, and especially in the liturgy, we are, as it were, reaching out, and God uses us as means by which all of the things and persons and events for which we pray are touched, not through any virtue or action of our own, but simply because we allow ourselves to become the means by which God reaches out through God's word and touches these realities and changes them. So it's a priesthood in the full and ancient sense of the word. It is an offering to God, but it's an offering in which God touches and transforms in a way that can only be understood in light of the Eucharist. God does not, in the sense of immolation, destroy what is offered, but in being touched by his word, it's filled with glory and made into something entirely new. So this section from Lumen Gentium includes the notion that our royal priesthood is exercised, as we'll see, in a variety of ways, but be aware as you read through this section in particular for the concept that we exercise this priesthood in a particular way when we pray. Christ is the high priest taken from among all human beings. We are all now a kingdom of priests, and the baptized by regeneration and anointing. Remember those homilies by Cyril and Ambrose on the significance of baptism and the post-baptismal chrismation. We are consecrated to be a spiritual house so that we may offer spiritual sacrifice. All of this taken from a variety of biblical texts, including 1 Peter, which is mentioned there in that paragraph. Dropping down then to the paragraph that begins, Therefore, all the disciples of Christ, persevering in prayer and praising God, and that's an allusion to the early Christian community described in the book of Acts, should present themselves as a sacrifice, living, holy, and pleasing to God. A citation from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. But this is not just biblical symbolism. It's not just a kind of a way of describing in a generic sense that it is a good thing to pray. These are literal statements. By persevering in prayer, by praising God, we present ourselves, as it were, as a sacrifice to God. A sacrifice which in the New Covenant is like the sacrifice which we see confected in the Eucharist, a sacrifice in which that which is touched is transformed and made holy and even deified. And then there's a description of how this is reflected both in the universal priesthood, which all the baptized share and exercised in a specific way by the ordained, but then dropping down to the section that begins, the faithful indeed, in virtue of their royal priesthood, participate in the offering of the Eucharist. This was a very important element that was emphasized in particular before the Second Vatican Council, when the ritual of bringing up the bread and wine to the altar during the Eucharist was highlighted. That this is a very important action, that it is an action which all the people should see and should understand as more than just bringing the gifts which will be the matter for the Eucharistic offering. These gifts also, in a literal sense, stand for and accompany our gift of selves. we participate in the offering and we give to God the only thing we have to offer, which is ourselves. The offering of gifts, of the gifts of bread and wine in the celebration of the Eucharist, are also a time during which we are not only reminded that we give ourselves to God, but during which we literally do that. Here there is the description of the exercise of that priesthood of offering in five particular ways. By, number one, receiving the sacraments. Number two, and this is the central one, I've added these numbers myself, but prayer and thanksgiving in orazione et gratiarum actione, both in prayer and in giving thanks to God. Also, in the witness of a holy life, in abnegation, and in active charity. So prayer and thanksgiving are a particular means of exercising our royal priesthood. Dropping down towards the bottom, taking part in the Eucharistic sacrifice, the source and summit of the Christian life, they offer the divine victim to God. We all are offering this divine victim to God, not just the ministerial celebrant, and themselves along with it. With Christ, who gives himself to the Father, we give ourselves to God. And so, both in offering and in communion, each has his own role to play in the liturgical action. This text is a beautiful reminder that the Eucharist is for us a central focus, a kind of a brilliant mirror in which we can see the way God deals with the universe. He takes material things, we are invited to offer them to him, and through being touched by his word, the matter of the world, and especially the matter of human hearts, is changed, transformed into something for which we have no words. We exercise an apostolate, a priesthood of prayer, during which we give to God what God has already made, but which we, in our actions, in our day-to-day lives, are in process of sanctifying and of changing. The Eucharist is for us a model of what we are doing in our own lives of prayer. And indeed, every liturgical action provides a means for exercising this royal priesthood, a priesthood that is shared by and exercised by the whole of the Christian faithful. I think a revival of an awareness of this beautiful and even cosmic dimension of our baptismal priesthood can be a way of unlocking and beginning to unpack the beauty and the glory of the liturgy which the Second Vatican Council provided for and invited us to do, but which I think we have to admit we've only just scratched the surface of. Discovering how to exercise this this glorious gift of being able to offer ourselves and everything to God is something the liturgy teaches us, but we need to know how to listen to the language of the liturgy, to understand its rhythms, to have a sense of what we are being taught, how the words and the gestures themselves can be reminders of our deepening relationship with God and also a means of deepening in that relationship with God.